今天早晨我们有从加拿大的 Ben Hilbert 弟兄跟我们交通。 So this morning we are very glad that we have Brother Ben Hilbert from Canada come to share with us.
我 thank the Lord this morning for the wonderful privilege that is mine to be here and endeavor to share this precious word of God with you.
我非常感谢主今天早上给我这样子的一个机会跟弟兄姐妹分享神宝贵的话。
I want to thank him for giving me strength moment by moment and day by day.
我感谢神因为他时时刻刻他天天给我力量。
I want to thank God the Father for the wonderful opportunity we have to gather at the Lord's table and just fix our eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ.
我何等感谢主早晨给我们有这样好的机会我们可以一起擘饼把我们的眼目注视在基督身上。
I don't know how it happens, but God brings us together.
我不晓得如何发生但是主把我们聚在一起。
When my wife and I left Canada in October,I had no idea that I'd be here this morning with you.
当我和我的妻子去年十月离开加拿大的时候，我完全不知道我今天会站在这里。
Some of you may be wondering why I'm wearing such summer clothes.
有些人会觉得很奇怪，为什么我今天这么冷还穿好像夏天的衣服。
Well, let me tell you, when you get up this close to the front, it gets a little warm up here.
我告诉你，当你到前面的时候，是比较温暖的。
But I really want to thank the Lord.
但是我真的要感谢主。
It's a wonderful privilege for me.
对我是何等的一个特权，我何等的权利可以来到这里。
And as we're here before the Lord this morning,
当我们一起来到主的前面
，Only God could do this.
只有主能够成就。
He's looking into every one of our hearts.
他看我们每个人的内心。
He knows what each one of us is thinking.
他知道我们每个人在想什么。
And so I want to, we just sung a wonderful prayer.
我们刚才唱这首诗歌是很好的祷告。
Do you realize that we sang a prayer?
你有没有注意到我们刚才唱的这首诗歌就是一个祷告。
We were singing to the Lord.
我们向主来唱。
And I love this hymn.
我很喜欢这首诗歌。
I don't want to spend too much time talking about the hymn, but I want to draw your attention to one line.
我不会花很多时间讲这首诗歌，但是我愿意来你来注意一节。
It's the last line of the first verse.
是第一节最后的一句。
It says, "I seek thee, Lord."
他只说我寻求你，我主。
My spirit pants for thee, O living Word.
神的活道，我渴慕你。
I want to have the confidence this morning that I'm in a group of people whose heart is panting for the Lord.
我希望早晨我们在这里，我们的心都来渴慕主。
Do you know what it means to pant?
你知道渴慕是什么意思吗？
It's when an animal is deadly thirsty.
是一个动物，它非常非常的干渴。
They're famishing for a drink.
它非常非常干渴，它一直期望要得到水喝。
And they have to have a drink or they're going to die.
如果他没有喝到水的话，那这个动物就会死。
So I want to, as the Lord's looking into your heart this morning, ask him, Lord, give me that kind of heart that pants for you.
当主来检查你的心，我们要对主说，主，给我一颗渴慕你的心。
As a beginning this morning, I want to ask you to turn to Psalm 119 for another prayer.
在早晨开始之前，我愿意你打开诗篇一百一十九篇，还有一个祷告。
Psalm 119, verses 17 and 18.
诗篇一百一十九篇十七节十八节。
This is another prayer.
这是另外一个祷告。
Psalm 119, verse 17 and 18.
诗篇一百一十九篇十七十八节。
Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law.
求你用厚恩待你的仆人，使我存活，我就遵守你的话。求你开我的眼睛，使我看出你律法中的奇妙。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we are here before you this morning.
天父，早晨我们都在你的面前。
We thank you for your great love for us.
我们谢谢你对着我们的大爱。
And I want to thank you for the church.
为着教会，我们感谢你。
Which is your body.
教会就是你的身体。
I want to thank you for the wonderful presence of the Holy Spirit.
早晨我们感谢你圣灵奇妙的同在。
Lord, you are right here in our midst.
你现在就正在我们的当中。
You are speaking.
你在对我们说话。
We pray that you would give us ears to hear what you want to say to us today.
我们求你给我们一个可听的耳朵。
I pray that in every heart this morning there will be the echo of this prayer.
愿意早晨每一个心都来回应这个祷告。
Deal bountifully with us.
主啊，愿你丰富与我们同在，与厚恩待我。
Work in us in a mighty way.
在我们里面成就奇妙的工作。
And open the eyes of our spirit.
开我们灵里面的眼睛。
Open the eyes of our heart.
开我们心中的眼睛。
That we may behold our wonderful Lord Jesus.
我们可以来注目仰望我们的主耶稣。
In a greater way today. In a greater way today.
是胜过以往。
For you are worthy, Lord.
因为你配得。
We bless you and we ask it for your name's sake.
我们称颂赞美你，靠主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
For a moment, I want you to turn to Isaiah chapter 6.
很快的，我们看一下以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6 is a wonderful chapter in the book of Isaiah.
在以赛亚书第六章是一篇很好的一章圣经。
It's a chapter where Isaiah met the Lord in a new and great way.
在这里，以赛亚看见主是。一个新的看见，一个更大的看见。
And I just want to read the last phrase of verse 5.
我要读第五节最后一段。
Isaiah 6 verse 5.
以赛亚书第六章第五节。
Mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
我眼见大君王，万军之耶和华。
Mine eyes have seen the King.
我眼睛见了大君王。
This is the declaration of Isaiah.
这是以赛亚的宣告。
I believe he's referring to the fact that he saw the Lord Jesus Christ before the incarnation.
我相信，他看见的是主道成肉身以前的主耶稣。
He was never the same.
他是完全跟他以前认识的完全不一样。
When we see the Lord by divine revelation, when God reveals Him to us in a living way, we can never be the same.
当我们看见主在神圣的启示里面，我们遇见主，我们就不会像以前一样。
It was 20 years ago that my wife and I last September 20 years ago that we went to Cuba for the first time.
20年以前的九月，我和我的妻子第一次到古巴。
We did not know anybody in Cuba.
我们在古巴一个人都不认识。
But I felt in my heart the Lord wanted us to go to Cuba.
但是我的心里面感觉到主要我去古巴。
I wanted to see what God is doing in that land.
我要看见神在那里，在那块地，他的工作是什么。
And God has been so good to my wife and myself in keeping us for these years, enabling us to go to Cuba on mission trips already 49 times.
感谢主，主的恩典何等丰富，在这么多年，我和我的姊妹到古巴，在那边传福音已经有49次。
I remember hearing this about a wonderful missionary that went to China many years ago.
我听过有一位宣教士到中国，那是他很多年以前去中国，他讲了这样好的话。
Her name was Margaret Barber.
她的名字叫何寿恩，是何寿恩教士。
God used her in China in a wonderful way.
神在中国用很奇妙的方式来使用她。
I cannot explain to you the blessing in my heart this morning.As I look across this group and see so many Chinese people.
啊，我的心里面是在充满感谢。你们不知道啊，我里面看见这么多中国人在这里，我的心中何等的赞美主。
God sent Margaret Barber to China. God sent Margaret Barber to China, and she knew the Lord.
神打发何寿恩到中国去，她是一位认识主的人。
I heard that she prayed with a prayer partner for 10 or 14 years.
她跟她祷告的同伴一直祷告10到14年之久。
Just in a small village, praying together. What was she praying? God, raise up in China.Men whose eyes have seen the king.
他祷告是什么呢？他14年当中，他前面又一个祷告，就是在中国兴起人来，让他们看见这位大君王。
Some of the brothers whom she influenced came to her and said, "You know the Lord. You need to go throughout the country and preach." But she didn't do it.
这些认识他的人来跟他说：“你这位认识主的人，你应该到外面去跟很多人传道啊。”
She prayed.And she prayed.
她祷告,
and they prayed.
再祷告,
for years, God raised up in China men whose eyes have seen the king.
过了许多年，神在兴起，在中国兴起一些人来，他们的眼目仰望大君王。
And that has become my burden for Cuba.
这就是我对古巴的负担。
Oh God, raise up men, not only men. Well, can I say, not only male men.The female men. I don't want to leave the sisters out.
我心里面祷告，就是神啊，主啊，你兴起人来，不管是弟兄，不管是姐妹，你兴起人来。
How many of you have ever heard the name Watchman Nee? Put your hand up.
有多少人听过尼托生弟兄？举手。
Yeah. Margaret Barber was one of the had the greatest impact on that man's life.
弟兄他受到何寿恩教师非常大的影响。
We read his messages, but we forget that there was a woman who God gave a burden to pray for China, and God worked in a marvelous way.
我们常常读倪弟兄的书，我们也读他讲的信息，但我忘记了他后面还有一位一直在为他祷告的。
You may be here today and have come to the Lord because of her going to China.
也许你在这里是因为这位姐妹她去了中国。
So I pray, Father, raise up in Cuba men and women whose eyes have seen the King.
所以我向神的祷告就是：主啊，你在古巴兴起弟兄姐妹，他们的眼睛是来看见这位大君王。
And this is my burden for you this morning.
今天早晨，这也是我对你的负担。
This is my burden.
这是我的负担。
I remember the Apostle Paul said something as he wrote the letter to the church at Rome.
我记得使徒保罗在对罗马的教会写信的时候这样说。
He had a great desire in his heart that he could impart something living, something of Christ, something eternal into the hearts of those people in the church in Rome.
对在罗马聚会的弟兄姐妹们，他里面想要分给他们里面一个永远的，里面一个这样从神来重要的一个负担。
You know that I'm not the Apostle Paul.
你知道我不是使徒保罗。
I make no claim to be him.
我不宣告，不宣称我是保罗。
But I believe the Lord has given me a burden to bring this word to you this morning.
我相信主给我这个负担，把这些话带给你。
I want to impart something to you.
我愿意在你的心里面来存放一些东西。
Are you listening?
你听吗？
I want to make you hungry.
我要让你饥渴。
Or you may say, Ben, I'm already hungry.
你可以跟我讲说，主啊，我你可以对我讲说，我已经很饥渴。
And I want to make you hungrier.
我愿意说，我还要让你更饥渴
，and thirsty，
更饥饿，更干渴。
Like we said in that hymn, "My spirit pants for thee, thou living word."
就像刚才我们读的唱的诗歌，我的心对你的话有何等的渴慕。
Don't be too quick to say I'm already there.
你不要很快的说我已经是这样子了。
Remember, God's looking into our hearts.
主早晨来检查我们的心。
Tell him in your heart, Lord, I want to have the kind of hunger that I can't live without you.
早晨，我们都要对主说：“主，我愿意有这样的饥渴，我不能够活在没有你的地方。”
men and women with the eyes of students.
弟兄姐妹们，他们的眼目见着这些，正见着这位大君王的。
Since 1975, my wife and I have gone to many conferences.
从1975年开始，我的姊妹跟我参加许多的聚会。
And maybe we met some of you at the conference, the Christian Family Conference in Virginia.
也许我们在维吉尼亚州那个家庭的聚会当中，我们遇见过你们。
And over these years, we have been hearing quite a number of messages about divine revelation.
在过去的许多年当中，我也传讲这个神圣启示的信息。
And this morning in the prayer meeting, one of the brothers prayed, or one of the sisters prayed, Lord, according to Ephesians 1, and give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation, leading to the full knowledge of Christ. Somebody prayed something like that this morning.
早晨，在我们聚会之前的祷告，有弟兄姐妹祷告说：“主啊，求你将世人智慧和启示的灵赐给我们，好叫我们真知道你。”
But I can't help this feeling somehow. We've heard so much about divine revelation that I feel that we've unconsciously or subconsciously the matter of divine revelation has taken a low place.
但是我担心的是，常常我们听到这个神圣的启示，已经听多了，好像觉得不是很重要。
Sometimes I think we speak of this rather casually.
有时候我们好像很通常的、很随便的来说神圣、主神圣的启示。
But when our glorious God met the Apostle Paul and revealed Christ to him, some of the things that God revealed to him, he could not speak about for 14 years.
当荣耀的神向保罗显现的时候，有些事情神寄存在他存记在他的心里面，他甚至有14年的当中呢，他没有办法来说。
So let me tell you this morning what I believe.
早晨，我愿意告诉你我所相信的。
The matter of divine revelation given to us by God of Christ is a great thing.
神借着主耶稣基督向我们的神圣的启示是一件很大很重要的事。
When God is able to reveal Christ to us.In a greater way, it is a life-changing thing.
当神把他自己更多的启示、更大的启示在我们心里面，那我们的生命一定会改变。
My brother came to me this morning and said, "What is the theme of your message?"
早晨弟兄来问我，早晨你教信息的主题是什么
？I'm going to tell you what I told him.
我要告诉你我怎么告诉他的。
Are you listening?
注意听啊。
Here's the theme.Personal, life-changing, divine revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这样的负担就是借着神神圣的启示来改变我们的生命。
Personal
是个人生命的改变。
Life-changing
是生命的改变。
Divine revelation of Christ
是借着主耶稣他神圣的启示，让我们每一个人个人生命有改变。
Brother Spark said, "This is very rare."
各弟兄说这是很少的发生的。
So I'm not talking to you this morning about something light.
我告诉你这件事情不是好像很随便很微小的事。
But it's a wonderful thing when we get into the Word of God, we find that God wants to give us this.
但是当我们来读神的话，我们就发现神是这样愿意把这个启示来赐给我们。
I don't know that God has a greater desire in His heart.Than to reveal His precious Son to us and in us.
我想神除了把他宝贵的儿子启示在我们心里，他没有比这个他更觉得更重要的事。
It brings God the Father great pleasure when He can reveal His Son in us and to us.
如果神可以把他的儿子启示在我们心里，对父神来说是心里何等满足。
In fact, you know, if you know your New Testament, you know that there were occasions when it seems.As though God could not contain Himself, but burst forth from heaven, speaking, "This is my beloved Son, hear Him."
我们读新约，我们就知道有好几次父神当他把神的他的儿子启示在人心里面，他里面就不禁的说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
I'm not here this morning to tell you only you that you need this. I need this.
早晨，我不只是告诉你说你需要来听见主的启示，我也需要。
You don't see it this morning, but there's a mirror right in front of me.
你没有看见，但是在我的面前有一个没有看见的镜子。
And I'm speaking to myself.
因为我是对我自己说的。
But I thank the Lord. I have tasted something about this. God in His mercy has begun to reveal His Son to me. Has begun. You know, when you're hungry, you don't think about anything else.
爸爸, 你饿的时候,
if you're really, really hungry or thirsty, you don't want me to come to you and tell you, look at, you want to buy a car, I've got a nice car for you to buy. You don't want to hear about that. No, no.
如果你真是非常饥饿, 非常的干渴, 你不要听我对你说, 哎, 我有很好的车子, 我卖给你。
You want some food. You want some water, you want some food.
你要有食物, 你要有水。
I cannot tell if you're hungry.
不能够知道你是不是饥饿。
But God knows. He's looking beyond our stomach into our heart.
因为他不只是看我们的肚腹,
and there's only one thing that will satisfy us. It's personal, life-changing, divine revelation of Christ. Only one thing.
只有一件事情能够叫我们满足, 就是说每个个人要有这样神圣的一个启示, 带来生命的改变。
Oh, that we could say, like Isaiah said, mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
何等愿意我们都能够像以赛亚这样说, 我的眼睛看着这位大君王, 万君之耶和华。
When that happens to us, we may not tell anybody about it for a month, two, a year, or three, but they'll come up to us and say, Ben, there's something different about you. What's going on?
如果这样事情发生在我们里面, 有这样生命的改变, 也许我们没有对人说什么事情, 也许一年, 两年, 但是呢, 人家会来告诉你说, 诶, 你怎么不一样?
The kind of divine revelation that I'm talking to you about this morning, I believe, usually, you will not get it in a crowd.
今天早晨, 我要跟你讲这神圣的启示, 通常不是在很多人拥挤的当中。
Read the Bible. Look at the men and women that God revealed Himself to. And often, you will find He had to get them alone.
你读圣经, 你就会发现说, 常常神要将他自己启示在一个人的心里面, 他常常是自己的孤单的。
So I hope you're saying in your heart, I hope you're saying, Yes, Ben, I'm hungry. I hope you're saying that.
希望在你的心里面, 你可以对我说, Ben, 我里面是饥饿的。
Now I have a question for you. It's a rhetorical question.
我要问你一个问题, 这个问题, 一个像思想的, 结问的问题。
You know what that is?
你知道是什么吗?
Like when somebody asks you a question and they're not looking for an answer.
因为这个问题问出来的时候, 不是要你回答, 是要你想的。
So don't answer.
所以你不要回答。
Don't shake your head.
也不要摇你的头。
Don't nod your head.
不要点你的头。
Did I do that wrong?
不要说, 哎, 是不是我做错了什么事?
Here's my question.
问题是这样。
Have you ever given one whole day and one whole night only to the Lord? And said to the Lord, Lord, here I am. This whole day and this whole night I give to you only for you.
在你一生当中, 你有没有对主说, 今天这一整天, 今天这一整个晚上, 我完全交给你。
Remember what I said. Oftentimes, God waits. He knows what's going on, but he waits until we're serious and hungry. We put aside everything else and stick him with all of our heart.
虽然知道我们的情形, 但他一直等。 等到我们愿意来得着他的时候, 然后他愿意把所有一切都放下, 来得着他, 然后他才对我们说话。
When Paul wrote the letter to the church at Galatia, he said this, When it pleased God to reveal His Son in me, did you get that? This brings God great pleasure to reveal His Son in us. And that's what happened to the Apostle Paul.
保罗在写加拉太书, 他就这样说, 神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们心里。
But often, he will wait till he knows we're starving and famished. We have to act. And we leave everything else and go apart and seek the Lord with all of our heart.
一直在等，等到我们是像他这样绝对的一个饥渴，绝对的一个这样子寻求他的心，一定要得着他，他才对我们显现。
That's what the hymn said this morning, that we, that prayer we sung this morning. It said, "Beyond the sacred pace, I seek thee, Lord."
那这是早上我们所唱的诗歌，就是求除了这个主的圣书圣的言以外，主我寻求你。
I don't know how it happened with me, but there was a day in the past in my life when God began to give me this hunger. And I left my wife, my two little boys, I left my job, I left all recreation, I left everything, and I went away and shut myself in a room and said, "Lord, I'm here for you."
不知道神为什么这样把这样负担给我，那神真的让我这样干渴，所以那个时候我就离开，暂时离开我的妻子、我的两个孩子，我就离开我的工作，说主，我完全把自己交给你。I'm
sure this morning I would not be here if it was not for that week that I spent with the Lord.
如果我没有那个一个礼拜我单独的与神在一起的话，我今天不会在这里。
It was only a beginning, but it was a great beginning.
那只不过是一个开始，那只是一个很大的开始。
I belonged to the Lord. I was the Lord's. I know I was the Lord's. And my wife and I were super occupied serving or working for the Lord.
我属于主，我知道我完全的来是为着主的。那时候我跟我的妻子。 很繁忙的在侍奉主。
God in His mercy began to stir in my spirit to make me hungry.
在神的怜悯里面，他就在我里面灵里面搅动我，使我饥饿。
And I left everything and went to seek the Lord.
把所有一切都放下来寻求神。
Nothing in my life can compare with that.
在我一生当中，没有一件事情可以与这个相比。
Do you remember when the Apostle Paul writes or the testimony given of the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 9?
你记得当使徒保罗在使徒行传第九章他做的见证?
That testimony is given three times, almost those whole three chapters in the book of Acts. Chapter 9, 22, 26.
同样的见证在使徒行传里面几乎用三章的圣经来记载，就是第九章、第二十二章、第二十六章。
Why would God put that great testimony in the book of Acts three times?
为什么神在使徒行传需要花三章的时间来记载这件事呢?
Because God wants us to see that this matter of divine revelation is absolutely vital, and nobody can give it to us.
他要我们看见这神圣的启示是绝对绝对的重要的，是没有人能够给我们的。
So here I am this morning telling you what you need, but I can't give it to you.
今天早晨我在这里告诉你需要什么，但是我不能给你。
I can't help you have it.
我不能够帮助你。
I wish I could.
我希望我能够带给你，但是我不能。
But if I can make you see the importance of this and the vital necessity of this, and if I can make you hungry and thirsty, I believe not many days will pass before you get serious with the Lord and say, "Lord, I have to know you. I have to meet you myself. I want you to come and tell me what I need to do to have my own personal life-changing divine revelation of Christ."
你能够做的就是告诉你说这有多重要，这对我们生命是多关键的事情，这样你就可以来寻求主，你就可以来有教主要这样的一个渴慕，好相信，在不久的将来你也会得到。
I realize this morning that I am not preaching the gospel for sinners, but for those that are lost.
我知道，我不是要来传福音，对这些已经失丧的人来讲。
Let me tell you, if you're here this morning and you're not a Christian, this gospel is for you, and you can come and receive the Lord today.
如果你还不是基督徒，如果你还不认识主，早晨我要跟你讲这些话，也是希望你能够接受主。
I'm speaking mainly to those of us who belong to the Lord.
我主要是要做我们在座多数的人是已经认识主的。
I'd love to read Luke chapter 15. You don't need to turn there this morning. Luke 15.
我很喜欢读路加福音十五章，你不需要翻。
Just want to tell you briefly what happens in that chapter.
很简短的告诉你那天发生什么事。
The Lord Jesus gives us three parables about seeking the Lord.
不过我们三个比喻来讲到怎样寻求主。
The first one is about a shepherd who had 100 sheep, and one was lost. He left the 99. I believe he put them in a safe place, left them, and he went hunting for that one sheep. And he did not give up until he found it.
第一个比喻讲到有一个人有100只羊，有一只丧失了，他把那99只放在安全的地方，他去寻找那失丧的羊，一直找，不断把它找好了。
I'm not going to mention the third story.
我不提第三个故事。
But I love the second story in Luke 15.
但是我也喜欢这第二个故事。
It's about a woman. I've been trying to learn something about a woman for 52 years.
第二个故事讲到妇人，然后我花52年的时间，我要认识这个女人。
Because the Lord has given my wife and I that many years to be together.
因为主赐给我的妻子我52年之久，让我们二人在一起。
I'm sure I will hear a great amen from all the married men this morning if I say it's not easy to understand a woman.
可能如果对已经结婚的弟兄来说，我跟你们讲说，要认识，要来了解这个女人呢，是不容易的事情。我想你们会说阿门。
And all the married men said,
"Amen." 我们这些结婚的弟兄说什么呢
？Don't be afraid, because I know it's true.
不要害怕，因为我知道这是真的。
Well, one of the things I learned about my wife is this.
但有一件事情，我认识我的妻子。
If I lose something and I can't find it, I only have to tell her, and she will not give up until she finds it.
是我如果丢掉什么东西，那我只要告诉她，我找不到，我只要告诉她。他一定是一直找，一直找，只等到找着。
How many men have learned that about your wife?
在座有哪些弟兄，你的妻子是这样
？Only a few. But the story in Luke 15, the second one, is about a woman who had 10 coins that she lost one.
第二个故事是讲到说有一个妇人，她有10块钱，她丢掉了一块。
Now I'll paraphrase what it says. She turned the house upside down.
然后我再重新把这个故事说一下，就是说他把这个整个家都翻过来了。
And she did not give up until she found that coin.
没有放弃，一直等到他找着了。
If I was her husband, I might say, "But you have 9."
如果我是丈夫，我会说，但是你有9块钱啊。
I gotta find that one.
我就说，我一定要来找到那个丢掉的一块钱。
Listen, brothers and sisters.The attitude we have to have with the Lord to give us personal, life-changing, divine revelation of Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是我们要得着这个执政，而且改变我们生活的、改变我们一生的这样启示，我们需要的态度。
One dear brother speaking about divine revelation said something like this.
我弟兄讲到神圣的启示，他这样说
：God will not reveal Him to us unless we have a need.
除非我们有需要，不然神不会把他自己启示给我们。
If we're satisfied with the revelation that we have of Christ, we will not receive any more.
如果我们对于我们所已经知道的启示满足的话，你就不可能再得到更多。
We have to realize our need.
你要认识我们的需要。
Then God can come in on that need.
神可以来答应我们的需要。
There's something that John wrote in the book of Revelation about the church in Revelation.
在启示录，使徒约翰这样说。
He said that they were rich, rich with goods, and had need of nothing.
拉底亚教会他讲说，他们已经富足，都有，他们一切都不缺。
They had great need, but they didn't even know they had a need.
虽然他们有很大的需要，但他们却知道。
So that's why I want to make you hungry this morning.
所以早晨我要让你饥饿。
So we can realize our need and cry up to the Lord.
我们可以认识我们的需要，我们要向主呼喊。
The Bible tells us in the Book of Psalms, if we seek the Lord with all of our heart.He will come and reveal himself to us.
诗篇告诉我们说，如果我们全心的寻求主，他会给我们显现。
What does it mean to seek him with all your heart?
我们全心来寻求什么意思呢
？I cannot tell you. Because we're all different.
不能告诉你，因为我们每个都不一样。
But I believe what we need to do is put everything else aside and go after the Lord.
我相信我们要把一切都放下来，我们就要来寻求主。
God was very gracious to David, King David in the Old Testament, and God revealed Christ to him.
神他得了恩待大卫王，所以神把基督启示在大卫里面。
David said this in Psalm 27. He said this. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. Let me dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Why? To behold the beauty of the Lord. David had this passion to see the Lord.
大卫在诗篇二十七篇说，有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
Psalm 27 verse 4, I believe.
二十七篇第四节。
One thing, I have this one desire, I have to see the Lord.
我一件事，只有一件事情，就是我有这样的渴慕来寻求神。
That was David's heart.
这是大卫的心。
And God loved that about me.
神就非常喜悦。
Would you tell the Lord that this morning?
老师，你可以这样对主说吗？
In your heart.Be careful. Be listening. If you say, Lord, I have to have my own personal life changed if I'm related to Christ. You tell me that. What does it say? You say, Lord, show me what to do to get that. He will begin to work in your life.
如果你对神说，早晨我要得到这个能够改变我生命这样一个神圣的启示，你们听祷告，神会听你祷告。
For some of us, we have to take away every distraction, everything that could be a distraction.
对我们来说，我们要把所有能够让我们分心的事情都拿走。
To some scripture this morning that will show us there are, but these are only two of many keys that we need to know in our pursuit of God. I want to ask you to turn to the book of Romans, chapter 6. Romans 6 is one of those great chapters in the Bible. I'm a little bit afraid to say that, for fear you might think that I think there are some portions of the Bible that are not great.
我有点担心做这个，因为我的意思不是说圣经上有些中经典是那么重要。
Very necessary that we can understand spiritually, spiritual understanding, what God wants to show us in Romans 6. I hope you've already discovered that the Bible is a precious person.
I hope you've already discovered圣经是一本非常非常宝贵的书。
In the hymn that we sang the prayer this morning, we talked about Lord, give me greater love for your word.
我们唱的诗歌说，主啊，求你给我对你话语更多的爱慕。
We need to remember that this is the written word of God.
我们要知道圣经是神写下来的话。
We need the work of the Holy Spirit in our spirit in order to show us, or to make the written word the living word within us.
你叫圣灵来照亮神的话，所以这些写下来的话可以成为我们里面活的话。
God wants to do that for all of us.
神乐意让他自己启示的成为基督。
I want to read from verse 3 to the end of 11. Romans 6, chapter 6, verses 3 to 11.
你要读 罗马书第六章三到十一节。
I want you to notice in verse 3 it begins with know, in verse 6 begins with knowing, and verse 9 begins with knowing.
在这章短短的圣经的里面有三次提到知道。
There's something very vital for us as Christians, and God wants us to know.
神要我们来认识他，要知道是对我们跟神的我们认识神非常重要的一件事。
Not that we should know it intellectually, but that we should know it spiritually.
不只是我们头脑上知道，我们在灵里面要知道。
Romans 6:3. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
马书第六章第三节，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，是原是叫我们一举与一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him.That the body of sin might be annulled, but henceforth we should not serve sin.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
He that has died is free from sin. But if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
因为已死的人是脱离了罪，我们若是与基督同死，就定必与他同活。
Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
你们知道。基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是像罪死了，只有一次；他活是像神活的。这样，你们像罪也当看自己是死的，像神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
There is a little book that I would like to recommend to you to read.
有本小书，我推荐你读。
It's called Principles of Spiritual Growth.
就是讲到属灵生命成长的原则。你可以从电脑上、从网络上来得到。
It was compiled by Miles Stanford.
Miles Stanford 弟兄他把编汇在一起的。
And I have here a photocopy of Chapter 8.
这里我有第八章这本书第八章里面的一个影印本。
In this chapter.The brother that compiled the book tells us what 16 men and women of God that were used of God say about Romans 6.
他这边就讲到有神所使用的弟兄和姐妹有16个人，他们讲到罗马书第六章是这样。
These are men and women like Andrew Murray, Brother Nee, Brother Sparks, and many others.
像穆安德烈、尼弟兄，还有斯百克弟兄，还有很多人。
Every one of them.Saying Romans 6 is a key.
每一位都说罗马书第六章是一个钥匙。
We have to be able to understand this with our spirit.
我们要从灵里面来认识。
I would just remind you that Romans 5, the end of Romans 4 and 5, I feel can be summed up with one little word, four.
罗马书第四章第五章可以总结在一个字，就是
for Jesus Christ died for us
为着，就是耶稣基督为着我们死了。
He was our substitute. He took our place and died so that we could be saved.
他替代我们来死了，所以我们可以得拯救。
But Romans 6, maybe we can summarize it with this little word with.
那罗马书第六章呢，这个字要字就是说一起。
Because Romans 6 tells us what God did with us when we really came and gave ourselves to the Lord.
因为罗马书第六章告诉我们，神在我们身上来做什么，当我们把自己交给主的时候。
God has united us with the Lord Jesus Christ. We become one with Him.
神把我们与基督一同联合在一起。
Before He died, God put us in Christ. Before He died,
在神在死之前，神把我们与基督放在一起。
In fact, and this is a great mystery, God put the whole human race, everyone born of Adam, in Christ before He went to the cross.
这是一个极大的奥秘，就是在主耶稣上十字架之前呢，他就把所有的人类放在主耶稣身上。
God did it.
是神的工作。
We could not get in. We had no way, but God did it.
我们不能做什么，但是这是神做的。
We weren't even born.
因为我们还没有出生呢。
But God knew that we would be born.
但是神知道我们要出生。
And He took us, the whole race, and put us in Christ.
他把全人类放在基督的身上。
And then Christ went to the cross.
然后基督他就上十字架。
And when He died, you died.
然后基督死了，你也死了。
I died.
我也死了。
Well, it's wonderful to hear that.
这是何等的美好，让我们可以听见这个信息。
But we need to know it in our spirit.
但是我们要从灵里面来认识。
We can study it with our mind.And understand it intellectually. I'm not talking about that.
我们可以来读，然后用我们的心思来明白它，但是我不是讲这个。
We have to have it revealed to us in our spirit.
我们需要神借着圣灵把这件事情启示在我们心灵里面。
You know what John tells us in chapter 4 of the Gospel of John? He says, God is spirit.
在约翰福音第四章，约翰告诉我们，神是灵。
And we are spirit.
我们也是灵。
So God can have fellowship with us because He's spirit and we are spirit.
因为我们也是灵，所以神也是灵，所以他可以跟我们有交通。
But He wants to reveal to us in a living way that when the Lord Jesus Christ died, I was in Him and I died.
神要启示我们，当主耶稣为我们死的时候，我在他里面，所以我也死了。
This is an eternal fact. Good.About every true believer.
这是一个永远的事实，对我们真实相信他的人，这是一个事实。
Listen, if you are born of God, I can tell you this morning, you died.
你注意听，如果你是重生的，那是从神生的，我可以告诉你，你已经死了。
I'm not going to tell you that you're born again. You have to settle that with the Lord.
我不告诉你说你要重生，而是你那是你跟主的关系。但是我要告诉你说，你已经死了。
But if you've been born of God from above, you died.
如果你是从神生的，是从上头生的，你这个人已经死了。
Now listen. That holds very, that fact, the eternal fact in heaven and in earth, has very little value for you unless it's been divinely revealed by the Holy Spirit in your spirit.
虽然这是天地之间一个永远的事实，但是除非圣灵把这件事情启示在你心里面，要不然对你就没有什么价值。
Did you get that?
你知道吗？
Did you understand that?
你明白吗？
It's true of you if you're born of God, but it's not very valuable to you until it's divinely revealed.
这是件事实，但是对你没有太大的价值，除非有一个神圣的启示。
Brothers and sisters, remember, God always reserves the right to hide things.
你要记得，神他有这个权利把事情隐藏起来。
He will hide things even from us until He knows that we're hungry, we're serious, we've got to have it, we seek Him, put away everything else, and then He will begin to reveal that to us.
他有这个权利把这件这样宝贵的事情隐藏起来，一直等到我们是对他有这样的渴慕，我们这样的愿意来寻求他，把一切事情都放下来，那单单寻求他，他才把自己启示给我们。
He wants to give us the revelation.
他愿意启示我们。
But he can't.
可是他不能。
Because we're not giving him the time.
因为我们没有把时间给他。
We're not giving him our heart.
因为我们没有把心给他。
We're not thirsty. We're not hungry.
因为我们没有这样的饥饿，没有这样的干渴。
We're doing all kinds of other things.And God is waiting.
我们做所有其他的事，所以神就一直在等我们。
And He has this great desire.
to reveal His Son in us.
他有何等大的意愿，愿意将他的儿子启示在我们里面。
So Romans 6, God has united us with the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以第六章在罗马书里面讲到，我们他把我们跟基督联合在一起。
When He died, I and you, if you're born of God, we died.
他死了，如果我们已经重生，你和我也都死了。
When He was buried, taken down from the cross, literally and buried in that tomb.We were in that tomb as well because we were in Him.
当主耶稣被埋葬，因为你和我在他的里面，所以我们也与他一起被埋葬。
Praise the Lord. When He came out of that tomb on the third day, we came out of that tomb as well because we were in Him.
感谢主，赞美主，因为当他第三日从死里复活的时候，我们也复活了，因为我们在他里面。
And are you listening?When He ascended, we read about it in Acts chapter 1. When He ascended to the right hand of the Father, we were in Him, and we ascended. We're there with Him now.
你听见吗？当主耶稣升天，他与父神在一起的时候，因为我们在他的里面，所以我们也升天。
Wouldn't you agree with me that that's a great mystery?
你同意吗？这是极大的奥秘。
How can we understand that?
我们如何能够明白呢？
Only by the Spirit.
只有借着圣灵。
Only by the Holy Spirit coming in and revealing Christ in it to us in that way.
只有借着圣灵进到我们里面，把基督启示在我们的心里。
I take a moment to give you a little excerpt of a testimony by Brother Ni.
我花一点点的时间跟你交通到一个关于尼弟兄一个很小的见证。
You can read about this testimony in the book The Normal Christian Life.
你可以从正常基督徒生活里面读到这一段。
That book has been a great blessing to many people, to myself included, the normal Christian life.
正常基督徒生活成为许多许多人的祝福，包括我自己。
I don't encourage anybody to put any book on top of the Bible.
我不鼓励任何一个人把任何一本书放在圣经的上面。
Not even your hymn book.
你的诗歌也不能够摆在圣经的上面。
But don't give away your hymn book.
但是你不要把这个诗歌丢掉。
I got mine with me.
我有一本。
Somewhere. So under your Bible, the hymn book.
在你的圣经下面要放一本诗歌。
And under the hymn book, the normal Christian life.
在诗歌下面放一本正常基督徒生活。
God use it as a blessing in my life and many others, I'm sure.
神用这本书成为我和许多人的祝福。
I'm interested to know this morning how many, be honest with me, have never read that book, The Normal Christian Life. Put your hand up if you've never read it.
我想问一下，就在座有哪些人是从来没有读过这本书
？Okay, brothers and sisters, take notice of that and make them available to those that have not read it. It's a wonderful book.
我们需要来注意，然后把这本书给还没有读过的人，是一本非常好的书。
In that book, Brother Nee gives this testimony.
在那本书里面，林弟兄有做这样的见证。
For 7 years, when he was preaching the gospel, for 7 years, he was preaching, and he was having a struggle with this matter of sin as his master.
林弟兄他传福音传了7年，但是他里面有一个挣扎，就是讲到说这个罪跟这个他主人的关系。
That's what Romans 6 tells us about being delivered from sin as a master.
就是罗马书第六章告诉我们要怎么样把我们从这个罪来辖制我们，成为我们主人当中能够拯救出来。
And he was having a struggle in his life with sin.
他在他的生活里面也跟罪有这样的一个挣扎。
So he went to the brothers and told them about his struggle and said, "What should I do?" And they said, "Read Romans 6:11."
他来到弟兄的面前，就说我有里面跟罪有这样的一个挣扎，胜不过怎么办呢？他就弟兄告诉他读罗马书六章十一节。
And he read Romans 6:11, and he said this: The more I read Romans 6:11, the more a slave to sin I really was.
那他告诉我说，那时候我虽然读了这段圣经，但是我越读这个好像就越被罪所辖制。
And one day, he was sitting at his desk reading the Bible in the morning.And he was reading Romans 6. And God gave him a divine revelation and pointed him away from Romans 6:11 to Romans 6:6.
有一天早晨，
他在读圣经的时候，神就与他同在，神就来启示他，他让他不只看罗马书六章十一节，你来看罗马书六章六节。
So he discovered, by divine revelation, he discovered this great thing that Romans 6:11 depends on knowing Romans 6:6.
然后就他就得到这样神圣的启示，就是六章十一节呢，是因为先有六章六节。
And what does Romans 6 say? Romans 6:6, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, knowing how? Intellectually? No. Knowing by divine revelation. And we can only know this as God gives us that revelation.
因为六章六节告诉我们说，我们知道我们的旧人与他同钉十字架，是从头脑里面知道吗？不是的，只有借着神圣的启示，让我们从灵里面知道。
And God showed our dear brother by divine revelation that only God could show him that Romans, reckoning ourselves dead indeed unto sin depends on knowing that we've died with Christ. We have to know that. We have to have this, brothers and sisters, we have to have this revelation, every one of us, if we want to go on with the Lord.
如果我们要跟从主，我们要胜过罪，我们必须要有这样的启示，就是我已经与基督同钉，我们的旧人与他同钉十字架。
Let me tell you what Brother Nee said when he was struggling with the Romans 6:11. Let me tell you what he said.
我告诉你，尼弟兄，当他在罗马书六章十一节他有挣扎的时候，他这样说。
He got desperate with the Lord, and he said, "Lord, I'm not preaching anymore. I'm not going to serve you. I'm not going to do anything until I become clear on this. Please, Father, reveal this to me." He had to have that, and I think it was months later that God revealed it to him.
他跟主这样说，他说我不再传道，我也不再侍奉你因为我这个东这第一关过不去，我就没有办法再往下走。那你一定要把罗马书第六章第十一节来启示我。那这样差不多有一个月的时间。
I have another rhetorical question for you. Don't answer. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Do you want to be more hungry? Do you want to be more thirsty?Do you want the Lord to give you your own personal, life-changing, divine revelation of Christ?
我再问这个问题，是你不需要回答，但是你要心里面思想：你干渴吗？你是不是真的要寻求主？你是不是要真正愿意来得着从主来这样生命改变一个神圣的启示
？Remember what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5.
记得主耶稣在马太福音第五章说的吗
？And verse 6.Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. There's a blessing, brothers and sisters. There's a blessing. I cannot tell you how great it is. It's greater than anything else in our life. Believe me. And we only have a few years or days or weeks on this earth to really gain this. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness. But Jesus didn't stop there. And then That's the blessing. And then he said this. They shall be filled.
在马太福音第六章第五章第六节讲到说饥渴慕义的人有福了。他没有停在这里。主耶稣说因为他们必得饱足。
When there's a promise of a blessing, don't you want to have it? Don't you want to be there? I want to be there.
当主要给我们祝福的时候你愿意得着吗？你愿意再到主的面前吗？我愿意。
And can we say it's even greater when it comes straight from the lips of the Lord Jesus?
如果是从主耶稣的嘴里面亲自说的话，不是更大吗？更好。
Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after what's righteousness? Christ. He's made to us righteousness.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，义是什么呢？就是基督。
They shall be filled. Praise the Lord for that promise.
因为他们必得饱足，赞美主，他有这样的应许。
God is no man's debtor. God will not be in debt to anybody. If we're serious with Him, and hungry and thirsty, He says you're going to be filled.
神不亏欠我们。当我们跟主是认真，当我们这样子来饥渴的要着主，主会来叫我们饱足。
Another brother, if I told you his name, you would know who it is. But another brother who we revere as a servant of the Lord said this about Romans 6.
另外一位弟兄，他是服侍主的，那你也认可能认得这位弟兄，他这样说关于罗马书第六章。
Do you want to grow in the Lord? Do you want to increase in your knowledge of Christ? Read Romans 6 100 times.
你愿意认识主吗？你愿意在主里面成长吗？那来读罗马书第六章一百次。
This is a key to our growing in the Lord and going on with Him.
让我们在主里面成长的一个钥匙，就是来读罗马书 第六章。
That's the first key that I want to share with you from Romans 6.
罗马书第六章是第一把钥匙，我跟你交通的。
Now I want to read a couple of verses about the second key. Turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 4.
我要告诉你第二把钥匙，在希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews 4 and verse 12.
希伯来书四章十二节。
For the word of God is quick or living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入破开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
In conjunction with that verse, I'd like to read one verse in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23.
跟这节圣经有关的，我要再读一处圣经，在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三节。
And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul.And body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三节，愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。
These two verses confirm to us that man is made up of three parts.
这两处的圣经来告诉我们，人是有三部分所组成的。
Every one of us have three parts.
我们每一个人都有三个部分
：spirit, soul, and body.
灵与魂与身子。
Now I need to remind you that many believers, and I believe that there are true believers, they don't believe this.
有很多信主的人，他们不相信这个。
We call that a trichotomy. Man is a trichotomy.
因为我们相信人是有三部分的。
But there are many believers that believe that we are a dichotomy, which is two parts.
但是很多的信主的，他们只相信人有只有两部分。
My wife and I were raised in a denomination in Canada that believes that man is a dichotomy.
我和我的妻子，我们是在加拿大的一个教会里面长大的，是一个宗派的教会，他们相信人只有两部分。
That denomination believes that the spirit and the soul are one, they're the same, interchangeable, and a body. That's what they believe.
他们相信说灵与魂是可以互相交换的，就是是一件事情，可以互词来讲是可以互换的。那还有身体。
Though I was raised that way, I do not believe that today.
虽然我是这样子长大的，但是今天我不相信人只有两部分。
Because the Lord came and met us, began to show this to us.
因为主来对我们显现，他把我们，他光照我们。
We are spirit, soul, and body.
我们有灵、有魂、有身子。
Well, we know what our body is. Everybody can see that.
我们知道我们的身体，因为每个人都可以看见。
Everybody's different.
每个人的身体都不一样。
But what's the soul?
魂是什么呢?
We believe the soul is made up of our intellect or our mind, our will, and our emotions.
我们相信我们的魂是由心思、有意志和情感构成的。
Yeah, mind, will, and emotions. That is what we believe our soul is.
我们相信我们的魂是由我们的心思、我们的意志和我们情感构成的。
And our spirit is made up of our conscience.Our intuition and our communion.
那我们的灵呢？是借着我们里面的良心，我们里面的
交通我们的一个直觉。
So Paul very wonderfully prayed for the church at Thessalonica that God would preserve, would keep their spirit, soul, and body the way he wanted it to be.
所以保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书的祷告就是他会保守我们的灵与魂与身子。
But if we go back to the book of Genesis and we review the sin of Adam and Eve, we will find that had a great impact on where we are today.
我们若读创世纪，我们看见罪在亚当身上有这样大的一个影响，一直持续到我们今天。
What a wonderful situation Adam and Eve were in, put in that beautiful garden with all that food and all those wonderful provisions for them, and God put them there to dress it.But he gave them a command. You can eat anything and everything in the garden except for one tree.
当亚当和夏娃被造的时候，他们被放在美丽的伊甸园里面，也有食物。神要叫他们修理看守，可是有一个神有一个命令，就说那棵树上的果子你们不可以吃。
I think you know the story. But beside that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, there was another tree called the tree of life.And I really believe that God meant they could take of that tree as well. But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, don't take that, don't touch that.
我想你知道这个故事，神在伊甸园里面有两棵放了两棵树，那个生命树的果子是可以吃的，但是那分别善恶知识的树上的果子是不可以吃的。
And what did man do?
人走
的。He did not eat of the tree of life. He took of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And when he took of that tree,Something happened to his makeup inside.
人没有来吃生命树的果子，他却吃了善恶生分别善恶的知识树的果子。当人吃了以后，他里面有个改变。
God wanted man to depend on him completely for everything. Total dependence on God. Man chose the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and went his own way in independence.
神愿意人完全的来依靠他，可是人拣选了知识。他可以独立，他不需要依靠神。
And God said to man, "You know the story. In the day that you eat of that tree, you will surely die."
神告诉亚当说，你吃的日子必定死。
We know that man did not die physically.
我们知道人在肉在身体上没有马上的死。
But his spirit, that organ within him that could have communion with God, the spirit, died, shrunk, so that his communion with God was broken completely.
可是人里面的灵就是可以与神交通的这部分就死了就缩小了他就没有办法跟神交通了
And his soul life, his mind, his emotions, his will were expanded and out of proportion to what God wanted the soul was expanded
可是人的魂就是思想意志情感呢就膨胀了是超过神所要的这样的一个部分
So God knew that man had to have an operation
所以神知道人需要动手术
and only God could do that operation.
只有神能够做这样的手术
So we find that wonderful verse in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
所以我们就从希伯来书四章十一节看到神要做的手术
The word of God, this wonderful word is living and full of power and sharper than any two-edged sword. And with this word of God, God uses it to pierce into us and divideBetween spirit and soul, and put the soul in the proper place under the government of the Holy Spirit in union with our spirit.
神的话是活泼有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，可以把灵与魂能够刺入剖开，连心中的意念和主意都能辨明。
If we want to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord, we have to have this key, and it's a spiritual key. Only God can do it.
我们若要在主的恩典和知识上长进，我们需要一把钥匙，那就是这地方讲的，只有神能够做。
He wants to do it, but only He can do it. I cannot do it for you, and you cannot do it for me or for anybody else.
神愿意成就他的工作，我不能替你做，你也不能替我做，只有神能做。
In that wonderful psalm, David said in Psalm 23, he said a little phrase, "He restoreth my soul."God wants to restore our soul to the place He had for it in the beginning, where it comes under the government of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, in union with our spirit.
大卫在诗篇二十三篇讲到说，他使我的魂苏醒，
他要让我们的魂苏醒，所以我们可以来来认识神，也可以我们的灵可以跟神来联合。
Now I've shared a lot with you this morning already.
早餐我跟大家分享了很多。
I hope that I've been able to make you hungry.
我希望我能够让你饥饿。
Time will tell, and I will never know unless you write me.
时间会证明，你是不是饥饿，我也不知道，除非你告诉我。
It has been my desire this morning to convince you that you have a great need like I do.
早晨我愿意来让你来知道，让你来折服，说你里面有一个极大的需要，就像我有需要一样。
And what is that need? Personal, life-changing, divine revelation of Christ.
这个需要是什么呢？就是每一个人一个生命改变的神圣的启示。
Remember what I said. I'm not aware of any cases where this has happened in a crowd.
记得我说的吗？我不知道说像这样的事情，曾经有在这么许多人聚集当中发生的。
It's a great work that God wants to do in all of our lives.
但是，这是神极大的工作，他愿意在我们每个人身上成就的。
If you still got your Bible open to Hebrews, turn over to the Hebrews 11.
如果你有你的圣经还翻在希伯来书，请翻到十一章。
And verse 6.
第六节
says this, but without faith it is impossible to please him or God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
希伯来书十一章六节，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信神，而且信那赏赐那寻求他的人。
When I told you the little story in Luke 15 about the woman searching for the coin, if you look it up, I think you'll find she sought diligently for the coin and she found it.
我跟你讲到，路加福音十五章这个第二个故事，这妇人在找那一块钱，她是非常殷勤的来找这块钱，直到找着了。
And what did she do?
她做了什么呢？
She was so happy she couldn't contain it. She called her neighbors and friends to have a party.I found the coin.
他非常的高兴，他自己没有办法放在自己的心里面，他把周围的朋友邻居都找来，告诉他们说，我丢的那一块钱我已经找着了。
So I have confidence this morning that I'm speaking to everyone here, leaders and commoners.
早晨，我在这里对每一个人来说话，不管你是在带领的，或者是我们的一般的弟兄姐妹。
I need this.
我需要这个、
And you need it.
你也需要。
It comes to those who diligently seek Him. God is no man's debtor. He will reward those who diligently seek Him.
他会来报答那个寻求他的人。如果我们很饥渴的来寻求他，他一定要来赐给我们。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。我们的主耶稣基督就快来了。
I want him to come today.
我愿意他今天就来。
But I don't know when he's going to come.
但是我不知道他什么时候会来。
But I want to have all of the inheritance that he has for me before he comes.
但是我愿意得着他要我得着所有的产业，在他回来之前。
And we have a great inheritance, and it's all in Christ.
我们在基督里面有何等丰盛的产业。
So may the Lord give us a heart that's hungry.And thirsty to diligently seek him for this.
愿神赐给我们这样的饥饿，这样的干渴，我们切切的来寻求他，只等到寻找了。
I'm going to close in a word of prayer, and I want you to pray in your heart to the Lord.
我愿意用结束，用祷告来结束，也愿意你在心里面与我一起祷告。
Father, I want to thank you for this opportunity that I've had today to be with these dear brothers and sisters.
天父，我感谢你给我这样的机会，让我与亲爱的弟兄姐妹可以在一起。
You know that I have tried to alert them to a great need that we all have.
你知道我来提醒他们，你和我们都有一个这样极大的需要。
So we just tell you again, dear Lord, that we're here before you.
所以主，我们到你的面前跟你说，我们在这里。
Work in every one of our lives.
愿你在每一个人生活里面工作。
deal bountifully with us.
你来用你的丰富，用你的厚恩来赐给我们。
And give us that kind of attitude that Jacob had in the old covenant, where he said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me."
去给我们像雅各这样子一个心智，说你如果不祝福我，我不让你走。
Come, Father, and do your pleasure in revealing your Son to us.
父来到我们的当中。将你乐意将你的儿子启示在我们心里。
And may it all be for your glory.
这些都来为着你的荣耀。
We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名来向你祈求。Amen.